Good afternoon, it's Fernando with
FJ Restoration. How can I help you?
Yes, good afternoon. I'm looking to speak with a person who handles your online listings for FJ Restoration. Are you one of the business owners here by any chance?
I am one of the business owners. What's this call about?
Well, this is about your services for FJ Restoration being listed on Google's first page. And currently, we are calling through the area today, so we wanted to talk to you about listing FJ Restoration for that map section, basically for people who would be using Google to find someone who could do that type of work or services that you provide. I'm sure you're familiar with Google's map section, like the one with the red dots where businesses are listed. Sound familiar?
Yeah.
Okay, so that is where we're currently doing that programming today, and we provide a service that places companies there because we know it's a very good place to be for online exposure, which is why you got the phone call, because right now, the moment that we find someone who'd be a good fit for this, we'll then have to close out the area and move on to the next. So this allows us to maximize the phone calls our clients would be able to take. Does that make sense so far on why we're calling?
Yeah, it makes sense why you're calling. This is actually not a good time because I'm closing down the FJ Restoration name and rebranding to another company. So I feel you could probably call me back in like a month when I have my new company Google page up, but right now it makes no sense for FJ.
Just curious though, is it still going to be the same type of services you offer? Or will it be totally something else?
Yeah, it's going to be the same company. I'm just changing the name.
Oh, is this like the Triangle Restoration?
Yes, it's just a rebrand.
Oh, okay. Got it. So, but basically, you are still actively accepting customers who would be inquiring for your type of work, though, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, it's the exact same company, just the name is changing.
Just the name, okay, gotcha. Okay, so well, the reason why I'm asking regarding this is because if you are planning on changing your name, right, but still using the same business line, everything else is the same, then this might be a good idea to consider the open position we have today. And the reason I'm saying this is because most people would still find FJ Restoration even now, although your website it seems to be updated already to Triangle Restoration. But at the same time, we also want to make sure that you don't miss out on any opportunities for people that would be searching online for someone to do your type of services. Because I think you have a couple of competitors also. Greenwood Village is one of the areas you service, though, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. Because right now, some of the restoration services or mold remediation services here, our best option restoration, we have affordable water damage, and HRS. And I believe you're familiar with some of those guys?
Yeah, I win every single job when I go up against best option and all good. And I'm a better company. I take less work. I just do more expensive and more detailed type of jobs. So I don't really look at All Good and Best Option as competitors. They're in a lower quality field of my industry. I only work with doctors, like commercial properties, people that actually are coming from the doctor sick with mold. I'm a more detailed version of their companies. So I don't do as much work as them, but I do higher dollar amounts and more specialized work and more higher quality work than them.
Also, that being said, you're not that much open to the general public, is what you're saying? Is it more like...
I am open to the general public, but even this online being listed first on Google, it doesn't actually mean anything to me because 100% of all of my work comes from word of mouth referrals. So like I could not even list my business on Google and it would not change how much money I make because all of my customers come from people have to know who I am to be able to get a job with me. I only take a maximum of 2 jobs a week, and it's usually first come, first serve based on the preferential customers I already have.
Oh, okay, so you have like a specific niche that you're targeting, is what you're saying?
Kind of, yeah. It's, okay. Yeah, higher quality, higher end. I don't take 50 jobs a week like these other companies, like Best Option. They're trying to take everything and any job that comes in. I take higher end things that take a lot more time, and the customers are willing to pay more for the quality that they're getting with me. So Best Option, All Good, all these other companies, they're good companies. Don't misunderstand me. They just deal with, like, I don't know, the $500, $1,000, $2,000 little jobs, and they send out high school kids or college kids that haven't actually been working construction for a long time to do this work. The work I do is a little bit, like you said, a niche area to where I'm looking for specific customers. I won't just work with anyone.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, well, let me ask you one last question, though, sir, because the way that we do the work, right, it's not also random. So we basically try to tailor fit our services according to our clients' needs. So I guess my last question here is, if we could talk to you on how we could make this a good fit for your current setup, like that specific niche, you said that you're aiming for higher quality type of jobs for bigger bucks, right? Is that something that you'd be open to as an opportunity?
Interesting question. I'd be willing to read and research any documentation you guys have, specifically on return on investment. What prices you guys are offering, for how many weeks, months, days, what the rates are per those days, if you guys give any guarantees per phone call, et cetera, what your guys' years in business already and your previous customers, if you could show me data on why this would be a good fit with specifically and your company, I would be willing to review all this paperwork. I'm always looking for opportunities to upscale my business. I'm just very selective of how I do this. I've had very bad experiences with previous companies claiming they're one of the best in Denver, but then when I actually use them and then research their company, I figure out they've been in business for only 6 months, which doesn't actually instill confidence in, wow, you guys, like, you didn't, like, lie to my face, but you embellished a lot of what you guys could promise me. And that's where I'm like, a lot of the advertising when I'm doing word of mouth referrals for all the work I do right now, I kind of look at it as a waste of money if there isn't like a good logical approach, data proving that your guys' specific system works. That's what I would be more interested in reviewing. And I'm 100% open to reviewing any data paperwork you guys have. You have my email on file there.
Well, actually, sir, I have a better idea, because normally this shouldn't really take long. Like I said, this is an open position. We've been in the business for 19 years, so I think that already checks out one of the boxes that you have for services like this, right? All we really want to make sure is that you hear the details, especially for the questions you have, because we can answer that over this phone call right now. But also, I think you have specific areas that you service too, right? Like, currently, how far are you, like, is your coverage for the clients that you work with? Like, how far would you travel?
And that, I do work in Florida, Texas, Louisiana, New York City. I basically go where the money is.
Okay.
Like, I am based here in actually Centennial or Greenwood Village here in South Denver area. If I work in Denver, it's going to be for South Denver. So Highlands Ranch, Centennial, Parker, sorry to paint it this way, it's the more financially stable cities and neighborhoods of Denver, because, yeah, I have to be where the money is, so my business survives.
Okay, and I believe that you've been, this business is already established, like you've been around for quite some time now, for under the name,
The FJ name has been open for over a year now. I have personally been working in Denver for the last 10 years. I have a really strong network here already. I've been general manager and operations manager of really big companies here in Denver. I just decided to open my own company.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. So technically, this is still a young company, but you've been doing this for quite some time now. Okay,
yes, and
gotcha,
that's where
gotcha.
My network and word of mouth referral comes from, is because everybody or very specific key people in Denver know my name and know my reputation, and that's where my business success has been for the last year and a half.
Okay, perfect. Well, then I think we could really help you out here. Of course, we just want to make sure that this would also be a good fit and really would make sense to you, because obviously, you see value on like online information, so that it didn't work out for you last time. So, here's what I'm gonna do, right? Let me pull up the details of how our services work, and then pull up the pricing information for you real quick. And then, if you like what you hear, we can move forward from there. Because again, this is an exclusive listing. So, if everything would sound good to you, would you consider this option today?
It comes down to the numbers for me.
Okay.
Yeah,
talk
is all really nice. It comes down to how much a week, how much a month, and any guarantees that are followed up with that. And here's the other kicker. Even if I moved forward today, I have a whole bunch of problems with my website developer, my Google listing page. Everything is in a gray area right now because of my rebranding. You can probably see my website. It doesn't actually look good right now. It doesn't have the right company logo on it. So there's a whole bunch of problems that I have that I wouldn't want to make it active today anyway, because even if everywhere I funneled to my information, it wouldn't look correct to any potential clients.
Actually, good thing you mentioned that. John, my regional pricing director, he's already aware of our conversation, and I think he has a very good deal for you about this. And I would highly recommend that you hear out the information so we could take care of that for you. So let me go ahead and grab that for you. I think you're going to love it the way that you want to be set up for these specific niches. So let me grab that.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, John. How are you?